Hey everyone, welcome to Poetry Pod. This is podcast number 35 on the poem The Wild Swans at Cool, written by W.B. Yeats. The first heading on your worksheet is subject matter. In The Wild Swans at Cool, Yeats walks through a woodland in October and counts 59 swans on the edge of a nearby lake on the grounds of Cool Park in County Galway. The scene reminds the poet of the first time he counted the swans on this lake, 19 years earlier. Yeats reflects that so much in his life has changed over those years, and he is upset at losing much of his youthful vitality and creativity. The swans, unlike the poet, are companionable, while he is a solitary figure without a partner. The poet is left to consider the day when they abandon the lake and make a new home elsewhere, which will delight other observers. The second heading is theme. The themes of change, of time passing, of old age, of memory, of companionship, and of loneliness are all important and interlinked in this poem. While the poem opens with a simple picture of a beautiful autumnal woodland and a peacefully still lake, the scene leads the poet into the past, to the first time he encountered the swans 19 years before. This reflection on the past leaves Yeats feeling weary, isolated, and unfulfilled. The swans, by contrast, have found their lovers. They build nests purposefully and enjoy each other's passionate companionship. Not only does reflecting upon times past fill the poet with sad memories, but he anticipates the future will only bring more heartache for him, as one day he will discover that the swans have left the lake to build their nest in another location, a scene which will delight other men, but not the poet. The next heading is quote 3. Yeats paints a picture of a beautiful autumnal woodland and lakeside setting in the poem. He then reflects on the past and contemplates how unfulfilled he feels now as an older man. Select one quotation that you like which demonstrates the poem's rural setting. You could also consider one quote about the swans that you find informative. And finally, think about one quote that tells you more about how the poet is feeling as he reflects on his life. The fourth heading is imagery. The image of the mysterious, beautiful swans is central in the poem. They symbolise qualities that Yeats feels he is losing as he gets older, such as his youth, his passion and his strength. While the poet begins to feel that all's changed from his younger days, the swans, by contrast, appear to have retained their vitality, purpose, passion and freedom. Apart from their beauty and gracefulness, Yeats admires the swans' power as they scatter, wheeling in great broken rings. He uses a metaphor in describing the sound of their flight as a bell beat. 19 years after he first witnessed the swans, Yeats remarks that they appear as vibrant and companionable as they ever were, in contrast to his own self-image of a man in decline, a man who is old, weary, miserable and solitary. Another image of nature that is very striking and powerful is the description of Cool Park, which is in Gort in County Galway. Yeats creates a beautifully still image of the lake waters and the swans that float gracefully on its still surface. He has just walked along a dry woodland path and is keenly aware of the time of year, autumn, when the leaves change colour before they are shed for winter. A wonderfully still picture is created before the poet is shaken by the insight that time has moved on for him. He too finds himself in the autumn of his life, as his youth has passed, and he has been frustrated in trying to find his own companion and lover in Maud Gonne, an acquaintance whom he loved and admired, but who ultimately rejected him. In your worksheet, select and briefly explain one key image in the poem that you thought was interesting or memorable. The next heading is language. Yeats's descriptive power as a writer is clear to see in this poem. Note how he quickly sketches a picture of the woodland and lake using a small number of very carefully selected words. Note how he doesn't tell us directly about the weather. For example, he doesn't merely say it was not raining. Instead, he tells us the woodland paths are dry. Similarly, he doesn't tell us there was no wind that evening. Instead, he writes, under the October twilight, the water mirrors a still sky. In a way, the perfectly still evening prepares us for the reflections of the swans and trees and sky and the water. But it is also a silent space where the poet can listen to his own heart and reflections about the times past which seem to haunt him. It is clear that he admires the swans. Some of the adjectives used to describe them include brilliant, unwearied, mysterious, and beautiful. They are also active creatures. Look at verbs such as scatter, wheeling, bell beat, paddle, drift, build, and flown. They really are animated, energetic, passionate creatures compared to the poet who is both physically and emotionally weary. We move on now to form. The Wild Swans Are Cool is a lyric poem. Lyric poems generally deal with the personal feelings of a first-person speaker, and in this case, Yeats is both the poet and the voice or speaker within the poem. In other words, when we read pronouns such as I or my in the poem, these words refer to Yeats himself. The poem is composed of 5 stanzas. Each one is 6 lines long. A 6-line stanza is called a sestet. Generally, the lines are quite long, and this gives the poem a reflective, ponderous feeling. Yeats also uses a regular rhyme pattern in the poem. The repeating pattern may underline the idea of time repeating itself. The poet is back at cool, once again counting the swans. Overall, the poem has a formal structure to it. Therefore, this makes it feel dignified and helps the poet to keep some control over his emotions. The next heading is sound. Yeats uses a regular pattern of rhyme in the poem. The end rhymes include examples of perfect rhyme, such as dry in line 2, rhyming with sky in line 4. Another example is rings in line 11, rhyming with wings in line 12. But there are also imperfect rhymes in the poem, such as stones in line 5 and swans in line 6, or beautiful in line 26 with pool in line 28. These rhymes suggest some tension in the poem, a feeling of unease as Yeats recalls that his heart is sore from unhappy experiences and relationships in the past. There are several examples of assonance and alliteration in the poem, many of which also add to the sad atmosphere. One such example occurs in the line, "Their hearts have not grown old." Can you hear that broad O sound in grown old? Is this an example of assonance or alliteration? What about the line, "trod with a lighter tread"? Is this assonance or alliteration? Look over the poem to see if you can find other examples, then choose your favourites and include them in your worksheet. The next heading is tone and mood. The tone in the poem is melancholic, or quite simply, sad. This tone emerges from the poet's thoughts about his past and how unfulfilled he has been in finding love, something the swans seem to have achieved naturally. Many years earlier, Yeats had trod with a lighter tread, but now he is burdened with a sore heart. The ageing process has affected him physically and emotionally. What, in your view, is the mood of the poem? Can you feel some sadness on reading the poem? Do you feel sympathy for the poet, or should he get over himself and be grateful that he can appreciate such a beautiful natural woodland scene? Next, we come to personal response. What is your overall impression of The Wild Swans at Cool? Did you think it was a very descriptive poem? Could you easily imagine the woodland and lake setting? Were you surprised that Yeats seemed so gloomy in such beautiful surroundings? Can you see any links between this poem and the Lake Isle of Innisfree in terms of how it is written? Do you think the poem is about nature, or about love, or about relationships? Do you think the poem is just about the passing of time and the onset of old age? Or could it also symbolise Yeats's concern that his creativity as a poet may decline as he ages? Think about some of the prompts above, then write your own concise personal reflection on the poem into your worksheet.